So our world is changing. Again, it's always changing. Like life, it's kind of a constant change, whether we kind of like it or not, and we can jump on board and come with, or we can try to kind of stop the process of living life. So I think, again, as I always say, it's important to reflect, be mindful and present, and what I say to my son, question everything, even me. It's not the same as being paranoid. That's a total different thing. But question things and feel if it's right for you or if it makes sense, and who it comes from. And yeah, because the human race, I said that a lot of times, we are a very weird race. We do a lot of weird shit. I shouldn't laugh about that because it's really crazy, but we do a lot of good also, luckily. We can be really kind and really lovable and really magical, and really wise. But again, because of competition this feeling of being better than any other life, not just other people, but again, better than the universe, I guess, or wiser than soul, or better than an insect, or better. And I think it's dangerous because we all have our medicine to this world. We are all needed on it, but in different ways. If we kind of use our time to find our place, that will be really magic and really healing and really fulfilling for everybody. And then there will be enough for everybody, and it will be a safe place if all people and creatures felt valuable. And of course, it's a circle of life. So we have our time, like the rest of the things in nature. Things are being born and then they die. It's the circle of life. So that's, again, the part we kind of sign up for. But I think, again, dare to reflect and ask questions, because nowadays, and of course, not just now, but maybe especially now, since people have, or a lot of people have been locked up for a year, there's a lot of conspiracies and everything. And I don't know. Sometimes it is conspiracies, and sometimes I think it's good that somebody is brave enough to kind of shake up and question what we have been thought or what we believe. I remember that myself when growing up, and I got so furious, and I really got in defense and attacked people with words. And I got, when they kind of challenged my belief, and then it was, of course, Christianity I was raised in, and the way of living, and what I stood for and not stood for, and there was so much growth in that, because if nobody questioned me or my family or my culture, or I wouldn't have dared to go in and really feel what was my truth, because everybody has a life, and it's your life, like it's my life. So we can choose. We have choices all the time. Some countries and some populations more than others, because of course we haven't seen each and every one as equal. But at that time, I got really furious, and why can't everybody just believe what I believe and think what I think and do what I say or what I have been told to say or how to act or how to live my life? And it was so provoking. And then when years went by and I met different people and different cultures and different religions and life happened with the traumas and pain and suddenly I started questioning my own way of living and my own religion and my own culture and my own people. And because I saw that it wasn't true anymore. Maybe it was for a period of time. And I think we need different truths until we are ready to take in a new reality, because it's there's some kind of safety in that to be in the old. And sometimes it's fine for a whole life. It depends. And for me, that believes in a lot of lives. So you can be born into a different reality when you're ready and can take and face it and heal with it. So, but I think it's good. We don't have to fight, but I think to be constructive and ask questions, reflecting questions. Not even to get an answer, but more to get it in the air and to let it hang there just for another person to take in. And when you're ready, kind of, okay, maybe there's something to what this person says, because I feel the person is polite and nice and honest. And I think that's when I also have, when I have people around me that I really, really dearly love, because they are raw and authentic, and I not even agree with them, not even today, but I see that they thrive in their truth, and I see that it works for them, like I see what works for me and what makes me thrive, and we can be friends and hang out together and live happily side by side with different truths, and we don't feel threatened. No competition. We don't try to convince each other about our different truths, but we have really deep, enlightening, wise conversations because we dare to challenge each other, not again with this harsh tone or nobody feel they have to defend themselves. We just open for a beautiful conversation, and I always take something away from that. Always, there's always something to learn and grow from. Always, with every human being or animal or plant or whatever I communicate with, the sun or the moon or the ocean or whatever. So I think we should not be so close-minded and close-hearted, but open up to there's more in this vast universe that we believe in our minds. but to open our hearts and see life from and people from a soul level, not a mind level, because the mind is always and at least often very shaped from childhood or religion or authorities or parents, teachers, neighbors, preachers or whatever. So when you are present in life and see so many beautiful people. You know, I grew up and learned you shouldn't mix religions and races, and there were so many rules. And suddenly I started communicated with people outside my religion and race and culture and everything. And there were so many good people there. There were so many honest people there and so many beautiful souls there. And there was nothing wrong with them at all. So if I hadn't dared to let them in to hear their truth, and again, they didn't try to convince me, they just wanted to live their life, not being killed or threatened being laughed at for their beliefs or their way of living. So that was so magical. So I think so much is happening during our lives that makes us wake up and reflect and question and make new take a new path or something. So call it conspiracies or call it whatever, but of course a lot of people can go too far, but a lot of people can go too far with the the conservative way also. So to have some freedom and a liberation and some questioning, have the freedom to question things, and maybe some people can go into themselves and really feel, is this how I want to live my life? Is this true for my life? Does this make me a good person, a happy person, a healthy person? Or does it make me close my heart and my mind, bitter, angry, paranoid, wanting to attack people, want me to go out and do harm and put all my opinions down the throat to another person, because that's of course not healthy or healing or peacemaking at all. So good to be present and use your brain and your heart and your soul, I think. So, and to take some, there's a lot of examples and I don't have all night, so, but just to take some examples from my own life or growing up that you may recognize, to see also how science can change. You know, science change all the time. The one day a carrot is healthy and then it's toxic and carcinogen, and then it's healthy again. It depends on who's eating it and where it's produced and or grown, and how it's so many things, and that's a natural vegetable. So they can seem to come to an agreement, and it will also change over time when studies are being made, new studies, new technologies and are being used. So, but I remember when I went to the dentist when I was a little girl, they used, and I guess they may be using it other places in the world today also, I don't know, but we used amalgam in our teeth, or our dentist did, and I also always thought that was very weird, because it was quicksilver or and that was really really toxic. I couldn't understand why this would be a natural or a good solution to heal our teeth. At least it was kind of just something they put upon the teeth, and of course the tooth wasn't healed at all. It was just camouflaged, kind of. And I asked, and they said, oh, this is so healthy, no problem. It's been tested and everything. No problem. You are safe. Everybody does this. So just relax and trust. And now it's, at least in Norway, it's forbidden because it's so unhealthy and dangerous. So they were wrong. And then they come to another solution, and now it's plastic, or kind of some, it's a mix, I guess, with some plastic materials and something. It depends on where you are, and so there are different kind also here, but a lot of the dentists also use plastic with this what you call it, PBA or something, bisphenol, and you really don't hear. There has been a massive campaign to start making baby stuff without this kind of substance or compound, because it's kind of science has shown that it's an endocrine disturbing compound, and it's act like a hormone. So it can kind of, when you get it into your body and it's accumulating there and everything, and it can disturb our own hormone production. So parents don't want this on their spoons and the cups and everything for their children to drink from or eat from, but it can be put in to our teeth. So it's good people are questioning this, because it's kind of, there's a lot of questions to be asked, I think. And also long, long ago with psychiatric people, they meant it was very, very healthy to, when they got stressed or really psychotic or get maniac, they put them into cold freezing pools to lower their temperature, and it was really freezing, really, really freezing, so they kind of got numbed in every way. And also it was they thought it was very wise to do lobotomy on people's brains, and both of these techniques are forbidden today and has been for a long time. So I don't know in other countries, but in Norway at least. So here also they said it was safe and it was good to do this. You should not question it in any way, because they knew what they were doing. And luckily people did question. And of course, when time goes, maybe you don't find anything wrong the first year or second year, maybe even with the first generation. But, you know, people get children, and then their children get children. And there's a we share cells. So for every generation, we get sicker and sicker. And even today, we have not had more medication and vaccines or everything. But we have never been sicker either. And more hospitals than ever, and more science, and we have never had more different kind of sicknesses and diagnoses, and so it's kind of a weird way of going. So again, just feel and check, and after a while, when time has gone by, then we really see what has happened, and then it's so good that they take it away. But of course, a lot of people have been hurt, and it does help the future generation, but it doesn't help the people that have maybe died or been really sick, chronically ill because of it, or so that's sad. So it's important to question something new always, I think, whatever it is. So, and when my parents grew up, they had lead in milk to make it thicker, and that was yellow lead, so it looked really creamy and beautiful in every way. So but I didn't know it was lead, and it wasn't forbidden because they said it was safe. So then they could put more water into the milk and put in some lead to make it look like cream. And also they used red lead in candy for children. And that was also safe, of course. But the people working with this, making it, of course, had to have their masks on and gloves and everything, because it was so toxic, but you could eat it and drink it. So that's also, we have the question, why did they have to do that? Because this was not to prevent from viruses and bacteria and kind of the... Yeah, wash your hands kind of thing before you make something. But this was because it was so toxic. And then a lot of people started developing allergies and asthma and different kind of cancers. And then the lead was linked to that. So they took it away because it was so unhealthy. So we have like here. Nowadays in Norway, we are building out the windmills because, again, people have a lot of good ideas, trying to do something useful for the earth, and try to think a more natural way. And that's, of course, beautiful. I love that. But again, I think we could co-create more with Mother Earth herself and start communicating better with the green people. So, because again, even if it's said to be less harmful than other options, just after, we haven't had them here in my district for long, but we already see a lot of damage. And one of those are, of course, this killing a lot of birds and bats and insects in the area that flies straight into them. They're really big, really, really big. So they kill a lot of them. And it's also, of course, energy and vibration and shaking up the ground and the living beings in the earth and soil. And what is also a really big problem is the petrochemicals or the oils from the turbines. It's a really lot of oils that has to be put into them to make them work. And this is pouring, sadly, or leaking into the lakes nearby and clogging up as well. So, and I think there was a number from the United Nations that 1 million species were endangered because of the windmills, because of loss of habitat, because we take so much down to put them up, so we decrease their living areas. So that's also really, really sad. And the turbines have also been burning out from nowhere, started burning, and big parts have fallen to the ground. And we have a lot of rain in Norway, so usually that's not so big problem here, but in more dry areas, that would really be bad. So again, this was only a few examples, just to see that we are all humans. We are all people. We all have knowledge and wisdom, but because we have kind of specialized in one area, we don't see the whole picture. We don't see the holistic picture, the whole. And I always loved the Native American way of thinking in the tribes, the Indian tribes, that when you make a decision, be sure that it is for the good of all, at least the next 7 generations. And that's so beautiful. I think, what if all of us could think like that? Not just if I survive. I want to survive, so I don't care what's happened next. But if just I can survive, I would be happy with life. So, but think of the legacy. And also, I think maybe to see how many times we failed. This is not a way to discourage people. On the contrary, it's a way to encourage you to, before you make a decision, really, really not just think and look at the here and now analysis, but go into your heart as well, and also rule and live from your heart in this. Because, of course, there's also a lot of money involved many times, and a lot of political decisions and people paving their way to power. So, and maybe there's a prize involved also. You can win something by doing this fast. So always see that a lot of things that people do and that seems nice and fine and safe in the moment, in 6 months, 1 year, 10 years, it will be a disaster for our health, environment, or our next generations. And that is not the footprints I want to leave for my son and my grandchildren, maybe, if I get some. So I think to, again, reflect and don't neglect what's going on around you. See that you are worthy and your questions are valuable, because a lot of times when people make things or come to different decisions, it has been a group of people that maybe don't have the experience from maybe the people living nearby a windmill or haven't been into this kind of society where people are being hurt. They kind of sit in another kind of dimension, making rules and laws and everything, and haven't had this firsthand experience. So to, again, everybody has a vote, everybody has a voice, everybody are valuable, everybody have something to contribute with, and to come together and share your thoughts, your experience, your wisdom, just having been through life and see what has been said compared to what's true, what the truth was, really. So start with yourself and just see around you what has been true for you growing up and what has been told that has been coming true as or has been a truth, or what has been kind of, even with evidence that this should be safe and everything, has it been that when you look back? So we're all on this planet at the same time, and we all can do our little but valuable contribution. So I hope you find out what yours is. And of course, we can't save the world alone, and we aren't supposed to do that either. We are going to do that together with our Mother Earth and the heavens and the spirit realm and every beautiful being and soul out there. But then we have to be real and raw, and also dare to open our hearts. When you can hear this kind of, your heart is saying, no, this is not right. No, I will not do this. And your brain is saying, oh, this is wise. This is. And they're kind of not agreeing at all. Use your time so you can find out why they are not agreeing. Because if your instincts are against it and your intuition is against it and your soul and your heart is against it, but your mind is saying yes, maybe you should think twice or even more, let it rest a little bit, because we're born with instincts and intuition. That's how they survived in the good old days, and when we lived in nature side by side in this circle of life, natural cycles and seasons. But we become so synthetical and moved indoors and have forgotten about our instincts and just listen to what everybody else is telling us to do or what's best for us or what we should think or eat or how many hours you should sleep or what school you should get to or other defines what is to be wise or smart or successful. But we have our instincts and we have intuition, but it's just very, very deep inside. So you have to peel the layers of lies and illusions and come into yourself and your senses and your truth and your authenticity. So exciting times. It's kind of, somebody says it's the great reset, but it's no question that there is a reset here or kind of a crossroad where you can choose to go back, go forward, or choose one of the sideways. But choose what's right for you. Choose a path that you, when the last breath your last day is here and you take your last breath, you can be proud and satisfied of your life. And even if you met hard times and heavy challenges that maybe had made you take choices that you're not so proud of. Again, every day is a new beginning. Every hour is a new beginning. Every minute is a new beginning. You can always change your ways. So make sure that from this day and forward and until your last breath, live as you mean it. Live as it is from your breathing, beating heart. And so you can close your eyes and move into the spirit realm with proudness and love and hope for the people after you, and also feel that you made a difference, because you can. I promise you. You can make a difference. So please do.